What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You're listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network, where we offer you podcasts of the supernatural and the unexplained. Get ready now for Shades of the Afterlife with Sandra Champlain.
Welcome to our podcast. Please be aware the thoughts and opinions expressed by the host are their thoughts and opinions only and do not reflect those of iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio, Coast to Coast AM, employees of Premier Networks, or their sponsors and associates. We would like to encourage you to do your own research and discover the subject matter for yourself. Hi, I'm Sandra Champlain. For over 25 years, I've been on a journey to prove the existence of life after death. On each episode, we'll discuss the reasons we now know that our loved ones have survived physical death, and so will we. Welcome to Shades of the Afterlife. Would you ever believe that for almost 40 years of my life, that I hated Christmas? Christmas music, Christmas decorations, all of it. Hard to believe, isn't it? Maybe you've been listening to Shades of the Afterlife for the past 2 years, and you think of this woman, Sandra Champlain, who's always so upbeat and positive and happy, like it's all rainbows and butterflies and happy things, right? Well, let's remember the butterfly. As beautiful as they are, they go through one heck of a transformation in darkness and completely rearrange all their molecules to go through the metamorphosis and become butterflies, pain and suffering. And let's talk about those rainbows. When do rainbows come? After a storm. So my life has been a constant battle with storms, as I'm sure yours has as well. But what has changed me? What has changed me from hating Christmas to loving Christmas? Does it have to do with life after death? You bet it does. So let's go back, way back. Young Sandra, born April 8th, 1966, in Beverly, Massachusetts. First 13 years of my life were magical. Every Christmas season, I was the first one up, 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, waking the whole household up that Santa has been there. I'm sure my parents really appreciated that, but for me, it was magical. I always thought magic was real. If you were like me and watched shows like Bewitched and I Dream of Jeannie, I thought all I had to do was twitch my nose and magic would happen. I tried it many times, and it didn't quite happen. Well, one day I learned some truths about Christmas, shall I say, and I had some heartache. Not only that, I got a little older in my teenage years. My parents divorced. Life as I knew it changed. Christmas became one of dread and misery, representing a time that other families would be happy, but not mine. Anyone who's been through a breakup, had their parents divorced, you've experienced grief, but you probably didn't know what it was then. Grief doesn't just happen when a loved one dies. It happens when relationships end, when someone gets diagnosed with an illness, when kids grow up and go off to college and parents experience the empty nest. So all those things, anger, disbelief, sadness, uncontrollable tears, all those kind of things happen. I remember when my parents told me they were getting divorced. I remember exactly where I was in the kitchen, and I remember those tears. And it's over 40 years later. It's just crazy. So thankfully, around 1996-ish, I developed a huge fear of dying. And I say thankfully because now I can look back and see that was the turning point that had me go on my adventure. Just like the butterfly and the rainbow, a lot of things happen. And it's out of the darkest times where we can get our biggest growth. From that time in the mid-90s, the research that I did looking for evidence of the afterlife, one way or the other, was so important to me. I couldn't sleep at night knowing that there's a possibility. I put my head on the pillow and then I would just disappear. Sandra would no longer cease to exist. I'd look up at the sky and see all the clouds and imagine, you know, how far our universe goes. At night, I'd look at the stars and think what else is out there. But unfortunately, instead of wonder and amazement, it was all fear. You may have heard some of these stories before, but as much as I learned about the afterlife, nothing really changed for me in my heart until I had my own personal experience. So I hope through all of these episodes that we've had together that it's ignited some kind of a spark for you to do your own journey. Have you gotten signs from loved ones? Have you taken a course in mediumship to know that out of your own brain and mouth, you can give people information about their loved ones? Have you had freaky experiences like knowing that the phone is going to ring and knowing exactly who's going to be on the line? Or two of you, somebody close, you may be thinking the same thoughts at the same time, same at the exact same moment. We have these times that just help us remember that there is more to life than meets the eye, and certainly more to us than we know. Once I gathered a whole bunch of information about the afterlife, I was still so skeptical. And back in 2005, I flew out to California, spent money I didn't have, just charged it on my credit card for a weekend course in mediumship. For me, that cracked the door wide open because I went a skeptic, but that fear was so crippling that I had to know in one way or the other. The instructor said in the description of the course, "If you come to this course, I will prove to you that you are a medium." So that was a challenge I had to take on. And over the course of the weekend, I witnessed some amazing things. But it wasn't until she let us each have our first practice of mediumship. And I say practice because she told us we were going to just make up someone, that we weren't really going to be a medium, that we're going to use the power of our imagination and just invent someone standing behind the person we're working with, without having any pressure, giving us just the basics of how a medium reading is done. I worked with a woman I had never seen before in my life, and we sat knee to knee. I closed my eyes, and the instruction was really to just create a soft pink or white light around the two of us. You know, just this feeling of love. And each one of us can generate a feeling of love, even if we don't know a person. So I generated that feeling of love for this woman. And then the instruction was to invent someone standing behind the person we're working with. So that was easy enough for me. I'm a chef, very creative, I think. And I invented a man standing behind my partner. Now, my eyes were closed, so I couldn't see the reaction on her face. And the instructions were just to tell the story, who they were, perhaps if there's any message. And so with my eyes closed, I tell this woman that I believe I have her grandfather. I just felt like it was grandfather, you know. And he had blonde hair and blue eyes, and he had a big gap between his two front teeth. And he had really bad skin, like really bad windburned skin and kind of longish blonde hair. And he had a cap on. And I saw in my mind's eye a fishing boat. So I'm verbalizing all of this to her, that your grandfather on your mom's side was a fisherman. All of a sudden, I felt like it was in Denmark. So I said, Denmark. And I described exactly what he looked like. And I said, I believe his name is Jan. And I saw him then puffing a big cigarette and then coughing. So I just felt like he had died of lung cancer. Also, I said, I feel like he never told her mom that he loved her, that he was a real tough dad, and that he would like this woman to deliver to her mom the message that love is coming from her father. I opened my eyes, simply ready to say to this lady, okay, you're next. And there were just streams of tears coming down my partner's face. Because yes, indeed, her grandfather's name was Jan. He was a fisherman in Denmark. He died of lung cancer, and he completely fit the description. I had one of those holy cow moments, because if mediumship were to be real, it certainly wouldn't happen to me. So this woman turned to me and did pretty much the same thing. She described my grandfather. She knew a Native American, and my grandfather was half Native American. She saw him walking with a cane. She saw a big German shepherd by his side, and that was his faithful companion, Champa, and other bits of information. And it was just crazy because I not only knew that there was no way this woman could have gotten this information, but also how close the loved ones really were. So like I said, that door started waving wide open of going from disbelief and a nasty skeptic about the afterlife to giving it a chance. I wish I could tell you that I spent those 3 days in class giving brilliant medium readings, but it didn't happen. Here's what happened. My mind kicked in, and once I was told to do a medium reading, fear stepped in. And fear and doubt in our conscious mind cannot be in the same space to do an effective medium reading. How do we set that aside? Well, it's very, very difficult. You have to be willing to be wrong. You have to come from a place of love. You have to be willing to engage your imagination. The spirit world uses your own memories. So what feels like you are just making it up may be what's happening, but what may also be happening is the spirit world puts in your own thoughts and memories and feelings because you're to verbalize them to your partner. Right now, as I'm recording this, I have the blessing of having my dearest friends, Carrie McLeod and Philip Dykes, which are two of the best teaching mediums in the entire world, and they came to visit me for a week. They are running some of their classes in our office, and I'm overhearing some of the lecture that they're giving them. And just knowing that people work in breakout rooms and are communicating with their loved ones, it just brings me back to, holy cow, this all is real, and it's so very special. As human beings, it's difficult because everything in our DNA tries to convince us that this is not real. Because as human beings, I think we have a purpose to live life fully and not remember who we are. But there are ways to tap into our divine nature. So let's go to the break, and I'll continue with what changed my mind to bring Christmas magic back for me in just a second. You're listening to Shades of the Afterlife on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Take a minute to check your social battery. How's it doing? Does the thought of social events make you feel excited or exhausted? It's easy for people to ignore their social batteries and spread themselves thin, especially at this time of year, when gatherings are picking up again after the winter. But it's important to find the right amount of socializing for you and still give yourself the time to recharge. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. And when you're feeling worn out from socializing, therapy can help give you the tools you need to take care of yourself and recharge. Because a full battery is the key to a full life. And BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy on a schedule that works for you. Connect with a licensed therapist by text, phone, or video call. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/shades today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/shades.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Welcome back to Shades of the Afterlife. I'm Sandra Champlain. Well, I told you the story of my first medium experience. And did that bring Christmas magic back to me? Nope, absolutely not. As much as I enjoyed my weekend and felt for the very first time that the afterlife is very real, because I got plenty of readings from other students, it wasn't enough to bring the joy back. In fact, I'm someone who likes people to like me. You may be one of those people too. It doesn't sit well with me to have arguments with people, to have someone disagree with my point of view. I feel like I want to be part of a group. I want to be liked. I think that's common to a lot of people. So the last thing I was prepared to do was to tell people that I went and had this class in mediumship. Prior to that, I tell you, I was not only skeptical about the afterlife, but I was downright nasty. In those days, we had different bookstores, Barnes & Noble's, Borders Books, and others. And I remember clearly going through the spiritual section and all the people that would be looking at books, sitting on a couch and reading. Honest to God, I felt sorry for these people. I knew you had to see it to believe it. And all their hopes and dreams of angels and the afterlife was just nonsense. Really, that these people need to get a life. I was brutal. I really was. So for me to start believing in the afterlife, the last thing I wanted to do was tell other people, because they knew my thoughts. They knew my beliefs. There are other people, I'm sure, like myself, who didn't believe in it. So I didn't want to lose friends. So I lied to people in my life. I told them I went to a business workshop, and that was it. Of course, things kept happening. Things like meeting people that had just lost a loved one and people curious about the afterlife. And I just kept my mouth shut. I did. A part of me knew that I should be telling people, but you know, the other part of me didn't want to risk it. But for myself, I kept gathering information. I took the occasional class in mediumship. I took a class on dowsing. I took a class on hypnosis. And one of the most interesting things I did is while I was at one of those bookstores, I wanted to see if there was a book that would help me with this mediumship. Because as many times I was right, I was wrong even more times. So I went to a Borders bookstore. And have you ever had the experience of a book just like talking to you and it seems to just fall off the shelf just for you? There was a bright orange book called The Idiot's Guide to Communicating with Spirits by Reverend Rita Berkowitz. And I thought anybody who has a sense of humor like this, well, that's the book for me.
And I was so enthralled with the book because not only was it talking about how evidential mediumship works, but Reverend Rita is what's called a spirit artist. So not only does she do readings for people, but she'll draw a picture of your loved one. Now, Reverend Rita is retired. There are other spirit artist mediums that are out in the world, and they're fascinating to see work. So all throughout the book with Reverend Rita, not only her drawing of one of these loved ones, but the actual picture of what the loved one looked like. They were the same people. So I was fascinated. And for the first time, I learned of the religion of spiritualism, where during the service, the minister would also be a medium and does readings on the congregation. And it's funny because so many years later, here I am with my team, working with Phil and Carrie and Darren and Scott, and we do our Sunday gathering, which is very, very close to the spiritualist service held on Sundays. We add music videos, we make it fun. Going from reading that book and finding out about it to now having what I believe is the world's largest online spiritualist service, our Sunday gathering, it's really hard to believe I'm telling you this story. But back then, when I was in the bookstore looking at this book, I was interested in spiritualism. I was fascinated that there are people like spirit artists, like Reverend Rita. And I thought, well, how ever can I find one of these churches? I go to the back of the book to find out more. And Reverend Rita and her church are located only 45 minutes away from where I live. And in my heart, I feel like there have been breadcrumbs following a path. Or there's a path in front of me that I'm meant to follow if I choose to. So yes, did I meet Reverend Rita? Yes. Did I attend her church service? Yes. Was I amazed? Absolutely. Was I ready to tell people about the afterlife? No, I was not. I still didn't have a backbone for sharing. I attended a second time Reverend Rita's service, and she had two guest speakers, a husband and wife team that were both mediums. But they said, we're not going to do a medium demonstration today. Instead, we want to share something called electronic voice phenomena. They told us they both have children in the afterlife, and they had left a digital tape recorder in their bedroom with a fan blowing with the intention of their children, if they wanted to put their voices on it. So this couple left the house for 20 minutes, came back in, played the recording, and they played the recording for us at the church. And there was the sound of giggling and little voices saying, Mommy, Daddy, don't be afraid. We're still here with you. Something like that. And it was shocking and fascinating. You know when you just know something's the truth? These people had no reason to make this up. And they pointed me in the direction of a book called There Is No Death and There Are No Dead by Tom and Lisa Butler, all about how to record electronic voice phenomena. A couple of months later, I needed a break. I was working so hard, and there is a retreat center in upstate New York called the Omega Center, and I had heard about it, and I just thought, yeah, that's where I want to go. There's nature walks, you eat healthy food. I figured on that one weekend I had free, there would be something there, some class to take that I would enjoy. When I went to the website, lo and behold, Tom and Lisa Butler, electronic voice phenomena. I couldn't believe my eyes seeing that. And scared as I was, I registered. And again, lied to the people in my life saying I was just going on a healthy retreat to exercise and lose weight. The cab driver who brought me to the Omega Center was the only one that knew the truth. And he gave me his email address and made me promise to tell him what happened. The course only had 5 people in it, including myself, plus the 2 instructors. And if you've read my book, We Don't Die, you get the full description, but I'll just give you the condensed version of what happened here. Of course, you can get a free copy of my book if you don't already know that. Just go to wedontdie.com, click on the store page, find my audiobook, and use coupon code FREE, okay? But over the course of the 3 days, we learned all about how our loved ones can rearrange sounds within a recorder and put their voices or other noises onto it. And as great as this seemed, I still couldn't believe it unless I heard it for myself, you know, like I captured it for myself. There was an opportunity for our group to do recordings, and then Tom and Lisa would play them loudly. Well, Tom and Lisa heard messages from my deceased loved ones with their names, so I knew they couldn't be making this up. But like learning a different language, it's very hard for our brains to differentiate between the white noise being played in the background and what is a voice of a spirit communicator. So it takes a lot of time where you're actually listening for voices within the background noise. Some are loud, some are almost non-existent. But the more you listen, the more you start to hear messages within. The final night of class, I went back to my cabin with my digital recorder, and I so wanted this to be real. So I was alone in a small cabin with tons of rain coming down as white noise, and I pressed the record button on my tape recorder, and I imagined my grandmother, grandfather, aunt, and uncle at my bedside and just said, "If you guys are here and this is real and I'm meant to help people, I need you to talk very loud, and then I'll say goodnight." So I recorded for just a minute and I said, "Goodnight." I replayed the recording, and I didn't have any snazzy computers to loop the playback or make things louder. I simply put on my headphones and put it right into the digital tape recorder. And at the counter number 46, all of a sudden, there was something besides raindrops. The hairs on my arms just stood up. I had to stop, rewind, play it again. There was voices. And what did the voices say? They said, "Good night, Sandra. Good night. Good night.
Good night."
Sounded rather computer-like, but of course, if they're rearranging the sounds within a tape recorder, that made sense. But it was the sound of two men's voices and two women's voices. And at that moment, another holy cow moment, I thought to myself, not only is this real, but people are right here with me right now. I went to bed that night, excited, but also frightened, because I like my privacy. And is the spirit world all around me part of my life right now? Thankfully, I've learned that spirit people have other agendas. They're living their life, but they can be with us anytime they choose. So there was no need to be frightened. But going into class the next day and playing my recording, everybody could hear and everybody understood the reality of the afterlife. But did this give me my love of Christmas? No, it did not. I'll tell you what did when we come back. You're listening to Shades of the Afterlife on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day. Because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Artesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Welcome back to Shades of the Afterlife. I'm Sandra Champlain, and I bet you're thinking, wow, you've taken mediumship courses, you've collected voices from electronic voice phenomena, and Sandra, you still didn't believe in Christmas. Well, no, because my humanity still missed what I had in the past, and going forward, I knew it wouldn't be the same. I went on to recording hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of messages through EVP, giving it away to friends, family members, strangers, as research. There was a tipping point when I realized when people could hear these words for themselves, I could have confidence in sharing my journey, which I did, because people who would say, well, prove to me the afterlife is real. I couldn't trust what came out of my own mind through mediumship because I was so often wrong with fear showing up, but I could do a recording. So more often than not, when I was with a person, I'd play water running in the background through the faucet on a sink, or if it was a hotel room, I'd turn the shower on for background. And what I found is not only were messages coming through for people, but in my mind's eye, I could see the person communicating. There were times when people would pull out a picture of their loved one, and how shocked was I that that was the same person that I had seen in my mind. It's crazy. I kept in touch with Tom and Lisa Butler, who trained me on the electronic voice phenomena, and they spoke about a medium called David Thompson, who did seances, in which, in the dark, people would materialize again. Dead people could come back, touch their loved ones, talk to their loved ones. This, to me, was the most outrageous thing I could ever imagine being real. I looked on the internet. I had found David Thompson. I found the next time he was going to be speaking, and it was in England, 3,000 miles away from where I lived, at a place called Banyan Retreat. Banyan Retreat is no longer a retreat center, although they do a lot of great things online. My fear was at an all-time high when I registered to go to something called Voices from the Past. The whole experience, besides airfare, the room, the food, the board, the class, it was only a few hundred dollars. It was not something where I thought I was being taken advantage of. So to me, price is a good thing that dictates whether something's real or not. And like I've said before, there are some mediums charging exorbitant amount of money, and it doesn't mean they're good. Not only did I see this David Thompson in person, but it was the first time that I met Scott Milligan. And Scott, as you've heard on a past episode, had such an incredible story as to how he became a medium. And at that time, it was close to 20 years that he would sit in the darkness with what's called a home circle. And they would sing and allow an opportunity for the spirit world to work through him. Little did I know that these home circles and physical mediums were something so big in past days. Because if you think of it, past days, they didn't have Netflix. People weren't busy on their smartphones. Families would get together. They would sing. Somebody would have a musical instrument. People were together. So all across the world, people were doing these seances. There were spiritualist churches all over the place. And people accepted this as being real. During the wartime, however, the con artists came out and tried to convince people that their loved ones were real. But of course, they were conning them just for their money. So mediumship as a whole really got thought of as fake. So people in their home circles continued, but all very quiet, and very few people were open about it. So I was delighted to have this experience. My experience was actually on a Thanksgiving day. What was held was called a Christmas tree seance. So in the middle of a room, there was a fake Christmas tree, and we were all invited to bring gifts for the spirit children. Toys. They just asked for nothing that was electronic. So I brought some Barbie dolls. They were wrapped. We put them around the tree. Also around the tree were some musical instruments like harmonicas and bells and toy piano, drums. And as we sat in a circle of about, maybe about 30 people, Scott Milligan, the medium, was sitting in what's called a cabinet. It was three doors, three pieces of wood with a black curtain in the front and on the top. Scott was actually strapped down to the chair with those plastic zip ties, really big ones, so that he couldn't get out, to prove to everyone that what could be to follow was from the spirit world, not from Scott getting out of his chair and making things up. Everyone got to test to make sure this man was really strapped down strong. We started singing, and we started singing Christmas carols. And you know how I was about Christmas carols, right? They just made me sick, remembering of days gone by and the family that had been broken up that would never be the same. But I made a promise that I would sing. So we were singing the 12 Days of Christmas, the Jingle Bells, and so many more. And at some point, phenomena started to happen. And at some point, a voice seemed to come out of nowhere. This was a voice of Daniel, who is a spirit person that works through Scott. He gave some opening bits of information to try to humor people and take away the fear. You know how high the fear was, right, running within me, sitting in a darkened room. And we sang and we sang. And the next thing Daniel said is, the children have arrived. So after singing all of these Christmas songs, what could only be described is the sound of maybe a dozen children in the room and all of these dozens of wrapped Christmas presents were unwrapped all at the same time. Now again, Scott is strapped down to that chair. Each one of us were holding hands tightly with words, if anyone broke the circle, to speak up, because maybe one of us could be doing something. But not only were the toys played with, a lot of them had glow-in-the-dark things on them. It seemed like hula hoops were floating through the air. The toy drum, the piano, the harmonica, the bell, everything was being rung at the same time. Many of the toys did have fluorescent tape on them. So again, it was like they were floating around the room. I felt a stuffed animal being put on my lap. I felt a child's hand holding my hand. When it was all over, the toys that I had given the spirit children were placed gently by my feet. Now, nobody knew that I was the one with those Barbie dolls, but the spirit people did. Not only were the toys played with, but there was a glow-in-the-dark plaque that seemed to work its way around the room. And lo and behold, I was presented with the plaque and it was being held by a little child. I could see the fingers moving. There were no children in that room. What followed next was the voices of loved ones who were deceased that got an opportunity to come back and talk to their person who was in the room with me. I have not experienced anything like that. And to the skeptical mind, which is healthy to be skeptical, it seems so far out there. Like, how can it be true? I'm not here to convince you of anything, but that wasn't my only experience with Scott Milligan. I have worked personally with him, hosting him at different events. I have helped set up the room and break down the room of these seances. I must have attended maybe 24 of them, all with some phenomena taking place, all with singing. But what's most important is that the loved ones get to speak to their people who are here on earth, things that nobody else could know. I didn't realize it at the time, but my connection with Christmas was now associated with the experience I had at Banyan Retreat. Christmas became magical. That little girl inside me that so badly wanted magic to be real, realized it is. For each one of us, we live our lives thinking being human is it. We have to see it to believe it. But through quantum physics, it is proven that down to the molecules and cells and atoms that make up us, if you could put a little camera within us, it would capture nothing because all we are is vibrating energy. We live in an ever-expanding universe, which is mind-blowing. We are souls having a human experience. I am so grateful that I get to witness what I've witnessed, that I get to experience what I've experienced, and all I can do is be the mouthpiece to share. It's up to you if you want to take the ball and run with it and explore for yourself. It's only through that self-exploration do I think you can believe. To the skeptical mind, physical mediumship is really hard to believe. So please don't take my word for it. Have an experience sometime with someone reputable. Each one of these seances lasts about 2 hours, so there's a whole bunch more experiences that you have. I wanted to mention something. I talked about these toys that the spirit children get to play with. What happens to these toys afterwards? There's a beautiful children's hospice called Demelza House that gets all of the presents. Each year, we do our best to donate to them. If you're somebody with a couple of extra dollars to spare, if you go to demelza.org.uk, you can give to our favorite charity. When we come back from the break, we'll hear more. And do I have my love of Christmas? You bet I do. You're listening to Shades of the Afterlife on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Artesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Welcome back to Shades of the Afterlife. I'm Sandra Champlain. Remember in the last segment, I talked a little bit about Eric, the voice that speaks through Scott Milligan. Yes, I've heard him in the live seances, always filled with inspiration and comfort. For the past over 2 years, almost every Friday, we've been sitting on Zoom where anyone can join us and we get to hear philosophy and be able to ask questions of Eric. This recording is from this past Friday, and it's just a few minutes of Eric talking about the upcoming holiday and ultimately being grateful for what it is that we have. The relationship I have with him is truly very special. I've known Scott Milligan, the medium, for 7 years now, and he is 100% a different personality than this fellow Eric. I've interviewed Scott before on this show. I've talked about physical mediumship and trance mediumship. I've told you about my experiences personally taking classes on trance mediumship and having a voice speak through me when I just was paying attention to my own breathing after, of course, sitting for quite some time with the loving request if someone would like to speak through me. It's incredible. And unless you have experiences yourself, I don't think you can quite believe it, because you may be as skeptical as I once was. But when you start following your heart's passion and getting a taste of these mediumistic things yourself, you'll realize there's a bigger purpose for your life and you are much bigger than you think you are. So here's a clip of Eric speaking through Scott Milligan.
Step ever so gently throughout this life in which you live, but stamp so loudly in the world of your dreams. For this world in which you live is ever so fragile for you. But isn't everything that is beautiful is fragile? For each of you who are born to listen to our world, in actuality, our world listens to you. For we come only to serve. To serve God, however one sees God. For many of you hold the gifts of the soul that serves the spirit in cooperation with each other. We walk with you. For it was once said, if you are to follow me, I will abandon you. If I was to follow you, you abandon me. For I walk only by the side. No one in front or left behind. We are patient with the steps. But within your dreams, the soul experience, whatever the mind can paint. For the soul has come for experience, but walk in both worlds. Sometimes it is a foolish dream, but dream nevertheless, for you see through child's eyes such innocent, for they still echo the world in which they've come from, and how this world is molding a potential, for it is a step to a greater world to come. But we are reminded, as you approach the festival of light, so many people will view this time differently, for it is not the size or the glitter of the gift you give that will cause you worry in the month that follows. It is the gift of your company. For a child to be heard, a child to stand with you, to create memory, that is the gift that they carry for eternity. For a toy that is given today will simply be discarded as this world continues to influence. For we cannot give you pockets of gold or silver, but we can give you knowledge, share story, or simply listen that enriches the whole fabric of existence. For many of you have prayed for peace. You have prayed for warmth and comfort, as money seems to cause such distress in a time where your world is bright. Do not concern yourselves, my friends, if the turkey is not as fat or plump as the one before. Do not concern yourself if the glass is only a little instead of being a lot. But concern yourself with this, my friends, that is a sharing your love. And if children run amok, do not respond in anger, but run with them, be with them. For there are countries of your world where it isn't so, and children are viewed to be different. The table will not be set, the plate will be empty. You will hear in your houses and your halls great celebrations, and others will hear the sound of war. People will pray for snow, and a dusting will be granted. Others will pray for warmth, for they have no pillow to rest their weary head. Now I've not come here to be a storyteller, or to remind you of the tales of Scrooge. Those who have little, in actuality, have a lot, because they squeeze every ounce of fun and enjoyment for what they have. And those who throw money at children who are petulant, it will never be enough. For look back when one was a child, one who have a handful of coal, an apple, or an orange. For if one lived by the docks, the spice ships, with their fragrance, who carried on the cold breath of wind, for we knew then it is about bringing our families together. So the spirit of this year is to be thankful for the air that you breathe, the peace that you hear, and the spirit that walks through us all, no matter what faith you carry. You could always find enjoyment listening to others who are celebrating at this time.
What I'm really left with after recording this episode is how grateful I am, how I don't take things for granted anymore, how my journey has brought me to you here today, and I'm ever so grateful you're listening. As with all the teachers that have shown up in my life who have given me a little spark, I hope these episodes give you a little spark to follow in the direction of your dreams. There's a great quote that says, "A ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships are built for." We can play it safe or we can go out to create our own lives. I can guarantee you that behind you, in front of you, to each side of you, invisible as they may be, you have a whole team of loved ones and guides doing everything they can to assist you in your journey. You may hear a little voice in your head, may sound identical to your voice, but pay attention to your feelings, that inner compass, and they may direct you in just the right way. And also, whether it's a holiday time or not, feel free to set an extra place setting for your loved one. They are right there with you. As always, come join us on a Sunday, would you? We have our free Sunday gatherings, and they feel good. When you go to WeDon'tDie.com and click on the Sunday gathering page, you can scroll down and watch a whole bunch of replays and also register for the next upcoming one. So whether you're going into a holiday right now or not, I'm wishing you the best day ever, the best week ever, the best year ever. The mind will try to pull you back and make you worry about the past, the future, but it's only in the present moment where you get the real gift and get to realize who you really are. So with that, I thank you, and I am so grateful for you listening today. I'm Sandra Champlain, and you've been listening to Shades of the Afterlife on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Thanks for listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Make sure and check out all our shows on the iHeartRadio app or by going to iHeartRadio.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit Slack.com to get started.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring? but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring, and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.